You think about this. I'm going to make you feel better about classroom violence. Now, you follow my theory on this. And I say this tonight because I want you to leave here feeling better about everything. See, what we used to think was a big problem was a big problem. Our parents and forefathers, a big problem to them was seeing a son having to go off to war. That was something to worry about. And now, with this generation coming along, we're just paralyzed with fear. We're just worried silly, just silly over nothing. You know what the biggest fear in America is today? Secondhand smoke. Ooh, what we gonna do? Look. Ooh. Oh, look, he lit up. Get in the house. He lit up. Now, I've been all over the country, and I know that there's more good people out there than bad. I know there is, because I've been all over the place. It's just we think everything's out of control because we don't want to take responsibility no more. Like this classroom violence. Now, you figure this out. This is going to make you feel good, because I don't think there's no problem to that at all. The first schoolhouse was built in 1621. A year after the pilgrims landed. Now let's think about this. For the next 370 years, think about that. 370 consecutive years, there was no such thing as a small child taking a weapon into the classroom. It's a brand new thing in society. You know why? If I was 12 years old, Are you? If I was 12 years old and had a handgun, you know what my daddy would have done with it? Shoved it up my eye. And then he'd have dared me to. But my daddy was a man. He had a backbone like a steel rod. And he was in charge. I'm the only person that can tell you the exact day classroom violence will end. The day the teacher shoots back. Oh. All we need to do is open fire on these rugrats just one time. And from that day forward, every parent in America will suddenly have time to search the kid's bedroom, they'll search his dresser drawer. And before he leaves for school, they'll search him. And they'll say, you better not have no damn gun. That teacher will kill your ass.
When you and I were little, the phone would literally have to ring 20 times before anybody would get up to go answer it. As hard as it is for some of you in the audience tonight to believe, there was a time, not that many years ago really, when we would actually get into an argument because we didn't want to answer the phone. It'd be like, you get it, I got it last time. I ain't answering that damn phone. And let me remind you of why that was. Because a generation ago, when the phone rang, it was usually interrupting something more important in life. Like cooking burgers in the backyard with our friends, watching a ball game on TV with our dad. That's what life was about. And the phone interrupted all that. Now, I don't know how, in what seems to be less than one generation, we've managed to get our priorities to down ass backward. At some point along the way, we fell in love with the damn telephone. Actually, fell in love with the damn telephone. Become addicted to the phone. We can't get more than 2 feet from a damn phone. If it rings one time, we go down a panicky alert. This phone's phone. We got a phone in every room in the house, got one out in the yard, got one on the deck, the damn deck. There's a phone on the deck. Got one in the bathroom so we can piss and talk. And then cell phones came along and made all that worse. The cell phones is ruining civilization. It's destroying all our good manners. We were in there with a phone just strapped to us in holsters like they're six shooters. Got cameras on them, smile, damn it. Got that text messaging BS. If kids did it, it's okay. I can't believe that grown people have time for that. Staring half a damn day, one big old fat finger trying to type a note, one letter at a time. Finally get a note written, then when you get it written, who do you send it to? Another idiot with a cell phone. Just call the son of a bitch. Cousin died. Now see, we're talking about my side of the family. And don't let this go no further. You know, he's the one that got killed with a hay baler. Yeah, out baling hay. Thank goodness he was working near the road there. And somebody just driving by happened to notice that this hay baler was running amok with nobody on it. At first, they thought he had just gone to lunch. Then somebody with a brain said, no. He wouldn't jump off a moving hay baler to go to the huddle house. Well, to make a long story short, here's what happened. He had been up all night the night before watching that Nick at Night. They had this Mary Tyler Moore marathon. He watched every damn show. Anyway. So he goes to work the next day without any sleep at all. And he's working on the hay baler, dozed off, and just fell off the hay baler. And it just bailed him up. Trouble was, there must have been 1,000 bales of hay laying out there. And they didn't know which one he was in. I swear, it was just like hunting Easter eggs. Thank goodness, though, he was wearing his Braves cap. And it was like sticking through the hay. And somebody said, here he is, here he is. And we gave them a chocolate rabbit. It was a closed casket service. He had always wanted to be buried in his favorite blue suit. I said, well, not this time. You know what? You have to be very careful. You know, people get sensitive at a time like that. I didn't mean nothing by it, but, you know, they didn't have no insurance. They didn't have no money. And I just said to his wife, I said, look, since he's just this long now, why don't y'all get him a plot like in a pet cemetery? Just tell him his name was Fluffy. They were pissed.
Did you hear these Democrats and Republicans debate both sides of everything, and your minister even, or your governor and mayor and all like this, trying to figure out how come the kids are out of control and they used to be that way and what can we do? Here's what happened. I'm going to act it out for you. Let's go back to a time when I was 13. Or you, even as young as you are. Say I was 13. And I get up in the morning, walking down in the kitchen area. My father, we'd be sitting at the breakfast table. My fat-ass father. In his boxer shorts. He'd be burping or belching. There'd be so much cigar smoke in there you couldn't see. Like fog. There's so much cigar smoke. On my father's breakfast plate in front of him would be a small fried pig. Pork, damn it, pork, fried pork. That's what's wrong with this country now. We've got a whole generation of Americans who have never heard the expression, sop it up. So then you have that greasy breakfast, a lot of bread, white bread. You hear me? Damn white bread. Manly white bread. White bread. None of that modern day all natural multigrain dark brown looks like I want a dog bread. No. He had white bread and butter, real damn butter. His daddy ate butter, his granddaddy ate butter, and by God, he ate butter. None of this, I can't believe it's not butter, butter. And guess what they got for some of you young guys now? You young guys, those of you who go over to Applebee's or TGIF Fridays and pay $7.95 for their steer fry. You know what steer fry is? Cauliflower, carrots, and broccoli. Same shit my daddy used to give to the hogs. They steam it in olive oil, charge you $8. Not only are you a wuss, you a dumbass. Guess what they got for you guys now? Not only do they have I Can't Believe It's Not Butter Butter, they got I Can't Believe It's Not Butter Butter Spray. Have you seen their commercial? They got butter spray now. Squirt, 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 squirt. I'm going to tell y'all something. You can tell the world that I said so. If I ever see a young guy squirting butter, squirt, 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 I'm going to ask him out on a date. I think he'll go. I think I'll enjoy it. Eat like a woman, act like a woman. And my daddy would be eating a jar of jelly, a whole jar of jelly. None of this modern day $7 a pint, all natural fruit spread. My daddy had sugary teeth rotten in damn jelly. 49 cents a gal. But anyway, here's the point. When he would catch a glimpse of me out of the corner of his eye, coming out of the bedroom, my daddy would start talking to me without even looking up from the plate. He said, boy, don't you even look in the kitchen because you're not going to eat this morning. You should have got your butt out of bed when your mother started calling you an hour ago. Now, why don't you grab those school books and get out by the highway and wait on the bus? Because if you miss school one more time, you ain't going to live to be 13. I believed him. My eyes went to school. Unarmed. Now we'll fast forward. Here's how the scene is played every morning in America now. Young kid gets up, walks into the kitchen. There stands his dad, a modern dad, sensitive male. His dad is standing there in his ponytail and earring. Not only is there no boxer shorts, there's not even any Fruit of the Looms anymore. The young guys now, they wear not much more than a thong. It's like a little thong. It's a little panties, a little satin panties. Just different colors, you know, green, gold, yellow. There's no opening. There's no opening. That's what's really wrong with America. The whole country now squats to pee. You go into a grocery store, you buy a lemon pie, bag of lemon candy. You read the label, it'll say made with artificial flavoring or made with imitation lemon. Now you go to the other side of the store to get some furniture polish, they got Lemon Pledge. On the can, it says made with real lemon. That bothers me. We're eating the artificial junk and we're spraying the good stuff on the coffee table. I'll tell you all what's wrong with America today. Giant cookies. That's right, them big cookies. You get them over at the mall. You got one cookie, size of a hubcap, cost $8. That ain't right. Remember until a few years ago, a cookie was like yay big. Get a whole bag of them for a buck. I remember as a little kid getting ready for school, my mother would say, Junior, that was me. You want a cookie in your lunch? I said, yeah, that'd be good. Now mother says to her child, son, you want to take a cookie to school with you? Well, yeah, if I get somebody to help me carry it. See, there's a lot of things out there that don't make sense these days. Every store you go into, they got these little machines. You put a quarter in there, get your pulse, your heart rate checked. You know what I'm talking about. It bothers me that you can get your heart checked at Pizza Hut. Does this make any sense? I can't see a guy going into Pizza Hut saying, yeah, this order's to go. Give me a large Super Supreme, double cheese. I love cholesterol. Give me a lot of jalapeno peppers. I want to remember this pizza till next week. I'll have a pitcher of beer while I'm waiting. And what the heck, I might as well get my heart checked while I'm here. And listen, think about this. Department stores are practicing medicine for almost 20 years. We think it's all right. Let's say you go over to Sears and Roebuck just to look around. And by the way, if you notice, that's what we all do at Sears now. Nobody buys anything over there. Well, you're off this afternoon. What you gonna do? Well, I'll tell you. I think I'll go over to Sears and look around. All right. You're over at Sears. You're in the lower level, the basement. That's the hardware department. All you're doing is checking out what's new with Black & Decker. You ain't gonna buy nothing. You're just looking. Now you get ready to leave. You go around the lawnmowers. Well, let me interrupt this a minute. Lawnmowers. On every lawnmower you've ever seen, not a sticker, not a label, embedded, molded in the steel so you can't ever erase it. It says, keep hands and feet away from blade. You know what that means? Sometime in the past, some nut has said to his wife, honey, come here, let's trim them toenails of yours. See, I'm something else too. Don't worry about these celebrities. I'm so tired of these celebrities trying to tell you and me what our priorities ought to be. Save the environment. All these young couples now, they got 5 trash cans in their kitchen. They're so proud of themselves because they recycle. We recycle. They don't know where Junior is, but they know where the beer bottles fell. This is for cans. This is for plastic. This is for paper. Their lives are out of control, but damn it, they're going to save the earth. They do about these celebrity hypocrites. Next time you hear Barbara Streisand and those people talking about saving the environment, let's think about these people. They're the ones that went into Aspen, Colorado with their plastic teeth and their silicone and the bulldozers. And they uprooted trees that had been there for thousands of years to build their little 10,000 square foot weekend hideaway. Aspen is so congested now they're trying to destroy Telluride, Colorado. Well, after these celebrities got all that built for themselves, now they're lecturing me and you on how to put 5 trash cans in our tiny kitchen to save a damn bush. Barbara Streisand can kiss my eyes. You know, so. And let's not worry about that spotted owl. See, you can't say these things at work. You can't, I mean, some of these things are in your gut, you can't say. You may lose your job. That don't apply to me. I've already buried all the money I need. So I can tell you that I hope that damn owl dies. It's a bird, it don't do nothing. I'd like to be on the Oprah Winfrey show. Her said, Mr. Gregory, why did they invite you on the show today? I said, because I killed the spotted owl. Well, why did you do that? I said, because I on my car. Oh. And you and I know thing too. You and I are supposed to pretend that we're concerned about the homeless. Oh, look. Well, yank. I don't give a right size about them. I'm fed up with them. Here's what you can try. Next time you see the guy standing on the corner with that cardboard sign, I will work for food. You know the guy's been out there every day now for 3 years. Lucrative location. Why don't you pull over? Open your car door. Say, hey, fella, I see your sign there. You'll work for food. I got an acre of land that needs clearing off. Hop in. He won't get in. I know, there's a guy a few blocks from my house, same corner every morning, almost for 3 months, getting on my nerves, really. So one morning when traffic wasn't too bad, I pulled over. He had this sign that says, I will work for food. I offered this guy an onion. to paint my house. He gave me the finger. So the homeless can be rude. You know? Hell, it was the Vidalia.